There's a lot of other ways you can improve your mobility, but the takeaway here is that if you're trying to improve your mobility, stay away from passive stretching.
Universe 7. And we juiced up 215.
Yo, what's going on, bro? Hammond, your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Friday, April 12, 2024. This is season 11, episode 49. And today we're going to be talking about movement, specifically passive and active stretretching. So the predominant philosophy has been for a while that you should stretch after you work out. And, you know, that's not too bad of a thing. But the thing is that what we've been taught is not exactly the type of stretching you should be doing, especially when it comes to trying to increase your mobility. So today we're going to be talking about the difference between passive and active stretching, what you should be doing to improve your mobility. And I'll have actually one exercise that I talk about specifically. So I think you'll find a lot of value in this episode. Feel free to leave that rating or review. If you did find value, of course, I'd love for you to share it so other people can get that same value. All right, so let's get right into this episode. Without further ado, season 11, episode 49. We're gonna call this one, Stop Stretching. Let's go! All right, so today we're going to be talking about movement again. We're going to be talking today about passive versus active stretching. Now, this is a kind of a controversial thing, maybe not for most people in the field, but for me, I feel like it is something that I've been banging the drum about and hitting my head against the wall trying to get people to talk about this more intelligently. So what we know about stretching, all right, because that's what we're talking about here, is that there's two different types of stretching. Of course, there's passive and active stretching. Now, the thing is, we all know about passive stretching. I'm sure we've all executed passive stretches in our lives. You know, reach down, touch your toes. That's a hamstring stretch. You know, you put your hand on a wall and reach behind you, pull your foot behind you or whatnot. That's a quad stretch. Reach your arm across your body. That's a shoulder stretch or a tricep stretch. We all have executed these passive stretches before. However, they aren't as good for us as we once thought, right? I've talked about this before in previous episodes. We know that passive stretching is not as good for you as we once thought. It does provide a little bit of a dopamine rush, so it does make you feel, or an endorphin rush, excuse me, so it does make you feel a little bit good afterwards. But other than that, it doesn't really have any real value. In fact, so it only gives you 60 seconds of retention. So essentially, what happens is that your muscles stretch out, you know, your telomeres and whatnot, they stretch along the myofilaments, and then, you know, they return back to homeostasis. That's essentially what the body does, you know, just like you can't eat a salad and then be 20 pounds lighter, or same thing as you can't eat ice cream and, you know, be 5 pounds heavier for the most part. You can't stretch out for, you know, 60 seconds and expect to be a ballerina or whatnot. It takes time, and that time is actually not in the passive stretching phase, all right? A lot of these ballerinas and all these other people, they actually are getting their mobility because they're executing the motions. They're executing these movements, you know, and that's the active stretching part. The active stretching usually is what involves some kind of load, all right? So maybe it might be your own body weight because of the way you have your body angled, or it might be an actual outside load, you know, an actual weight that you're putting on, or some kind of resistance that you're creating within the joint. So there's passive and there's active stretching. As I said, passive stretching has been, we've already proven that it doesn't have as much of an effect on us as we once thought. Essentially, like I said, you get the results for about a minute afterwards. And in fact, anything longer than 15 seconds of holding a passive stretch is negligible in terms of what you would get as a result. So it's not really worth it to do passive stretching. It's just really, you know, you only can do it for 15 seconds at a time, and the results or whatever you get are only going to be 60 seconds. So it's like, why even do it? So that only leaves active stretching, right? And a lot of people are not really doing active stretching the way they should be doing it. I actually saw a video, and this actually brought this this impetus for this here episode. I saw a video earlier on today of from a fitness professional or whatnot. I don't know exactly who they are, but it's a fitness professional, and they were talking about pull-ups. And I thought it was a really cool idea to talk about pull-ups and how you can strengthen your shoulder mobility. And that's essentially what they're talking about, because, you know, pull-ups are a great way to strengthen your shoulder mobility. So they started off by saying, if you want to improve your shoulder mobility, you want to do some hangs. And I thought, you know, that's a really good idea. You know, doing hangs is a really smart way to improve your shoulder mobility, because you're strengthening your shoulder. And that's essentially what they said, is that when you if you want to improve your mobility, you want to strengthen your shoulder. And I thought that was a great thing to say, because that, again, kind of goes against what most people believe is good to improve your shoulder, which is passive stretching. So by saying that they should do something that is active in the shoulders, I thought that was great. However, this person actually took a step back, unfortunately, and said passive hangs are a great way to improve your shoulder mobility. And I said, oh, you almost had it. You almost had it. So the thing is that if you're trying to improve your shoulder mobility, as I said, yes, you want to do something that is like an active stretch. And by hanging, that is somewhat of an active stretch. However, if you're doing what's called a passive hang as opposed to an active hang, you are not doing what you need to do to help improve your mobility. So a passive hang is essentially where you are, you know, just kind of hanging there. Essentially, you're just kind of hanging by your hands. Your shoulders are slumped, where your shoulders are kind of in your ears, and you get a little traction in your spine. You know, actually, I remember back in the 80s, and I think I talked about this just not too long ago. I think it was like last episode, but back in the 80s, they used to have these traction tables, and like people used to lay on these tables, and they would give you traction, and it would help you out. It's essentially the same concept, is that like you'll get mobility by stretching out your shoulders using gravity. Now, that's also been proven, the traction tables, you don't see those sold anymore, because the AMA said that's pretty much not a great thing to be doing on your spine, having traction without any distraction. So that's essentially what an active stretches. You're going to have traction as well as distraction. You know, that distraction is essentially the, you know, you have some kind of vector force on the joint, essentially meaning that you have something that is like putting some force on the actual joint. It is like a, if you could wedge something in there, that would be essentially what that vector force is. So when it comes to a active hang, you're actually going to retract your shoulder blades into your spine. Yep, and then that is an active hang. But an even better way to do that active hang, rather than just hanging there, right, is to be mobile through that position. So from that hanging position, because we all know that our ancestors at one point in time did climb trees, and they kind of, you know, hung on branches or whatnot, but they weren't just hanging out there, right? They didn't live in trees. They climbed trees, so they didn't just hang there. So what they did is they were active, and they were swinging, and they were climbing, and maybe they hung for a few moments, but they weren't really doing, we're not built for that. Our shoulders aren't built for that. That's not what we're built to do. We can climb, but our shoulders are definitely not built for just hanging. So what you can do is what's called a scapular retraction. You're holding the bar like you're going to do a pull-up, but instead of actually bending your elbows, you're going to keep your arms straight and literally try to squeeze your shoulder blades together and then release them out to the side. All right, so you're squeezing your shoulder blades into your spine, pulling your chest up towards the bar while keeping your arms straight, and then just relaxing your shoulders. That's a great way to help improve your shoulder mobility by strengthening the shoulder and being active in your stretch, because essentially what you're doing, you're not really doing a quote-unquote movement, right? You're not really doing a movement that's going to be like a skill movement, right? A pull-up is a skill movement. But what we're doing is you're trying to work on your mobility by using gravity to help you with your active stretch. And that gravity is going to be pulling you down. And what you're doing to help improve your shoulder mobility is using your shoulders to pull you up, not your arms, right? So that's essentially, you know, one great way to improve your mobility in your shoulder. There's a lot of other ways you can improve your mobility, but the takeaway here is that if you're trying to improve your mobility, stay away from passive stretching. It feels good. Like I said, you get a dopamine and endorphin rush. You know, that lasts for like an hour or whatnot. So yeah, great. But like I said, after 30 minutes, you're kind of back to where you were and you don't really have anything to show for it except for like 15 seconds of wasted time for each stretch that you did. So yeah, I mean, the choice is clear. You want to improve your mobility, active stretching. And there's a lot of active stretching videos I have on my YouTube page. We've been working on our active stretching library on a General Fitness Company page. We actually have that some programs available now for my clientele. So if you're interested in learning how to do a little bit more of that active stretching, doing stuff that's going to help you create strong joints rather than flaccid, weak joints. You know, you, like I said, you don't want flaccid weak joints, because flaccid weak joints may be able to move, but they're not going to be able to control what you want them to do, and then they're going to end up obviously causing you problems, because they're going to do something they're not supposed to do because they're so flaccid and they're just kind of like noodles. Yeah. Noodles, I said that. So yeah, anyways, yeah, hopefully this brought you value. If it did bring you value, feel free to leave your rating or review anywhere you are listening to this. It's always different wherever you listen to it. So I'd love to get that rating or review. I obviously love to read your words. And of course, if you do love this, I would love for you to share this, you know, let other people that you know that you love know about how they could stretch and obviously make their body a little bit more mobile, because that's what happens when you stretch the right way. And if you love this and you've shared this, I'm sure you want more of this. So don't forget to subscribe. Click that subscribe button so you can be notified when the next episode comes out. All right, so that does it for my week. Yeah, here we are at the end of it. I do appreciate you listening. I hope you listen to the next episode. I will check you later. And as always, keep good company.